Hello and welcome to this short lecture on AI in higher education. Today, we'll specifically look at AI opportunities, risks and assessment. So, we'll start with the definition, followed by AI applications, then limitations, then on to how assessments will have to change to become more resilient, and finally, a conclusion of final thoughts and a question to ponder. Just before we begin this lecture, I'd like to highlight that this research was created by analysing current guidance and evidence from the UK government alongside policies and practice papers from leading UK universities. All sources will come at the end of the lecture. So let's begin with the definition. Generative Artificial Intelligence, or Gen AI, refers to tools like ChatGPT, Copilot, DeepSeek, Doubao and Grammarly that can create new content such as texts, images, code, and simulations. In education, these tools can help students by providing instant feedback, personalized study support, and realistic practice scenarios. However, they also present challenges. For example, they can spread false information, raise ethical concerns, and reduce genuine critical thinking if used without care or proper evaluation. Just so we're clear from the start, AI is an umbrella term for all forms of artificial intelligence. While generative AI is a specific type of AI designed to produce new data, not just process or recognize it. In this lecture, I will primarily refer to generative AI, but at times I will simply use the term AI to mean the same thing. So then, how prevalent is AI in higher education? A recent statistic from the Oxford Higher Education Policy Institute, who carried out an online questionnaire with a representative sample of 1,041 undergraduates from across UK higher education, found that 88% of UK university students admitted to using generative AI tools for assessments. So, what do students use AI for at university? AI tools can enhance students' learning by offering personalized support, creative ideas, and instant feedback. The following examples show how AI can be used to develop understanding, improve productivity, and make studying more interactive and inclusive. 1. It helps with personalized learning, where AI tools adapt study pace, review key topics, and focus on areas students find difficult, or content exploration to generate study notes, quizzes, summaries and multimedia explanations to support understanding. There's virtual tutoring where students can ask AI for one-to-one explanations, examples or feedback when revising or preparing assignments. 2. It can create simulations and scenarios to help practice real-world situations or case studies to apply theory to practice. 3. It can help with assessment and feedback to use for self-checking, receiving formative feedback or tracking your learning progress. 4. It will improve accessibility to get complex texts simplified, translated or converted to accessible formats such as alt text or audio. 5. It can be used for text manipulation to summarize readings, paraphrase key points, or reformat notes into tables or outlines. 6. Of course, there is idea generation to brainstorm essay topics, argument structures, or report outlines to plan your writing, and that would include data analysis and visualization, where it can turn data into clear charts, graphs, or infographics for presentations or reports. And finally, 7. Productivity support to organize tasks, plan study schedules, and manage time more efficiently. So, although there are many benefits, it is not entirely without flaws. Let's now look at the limitations and risks of generative AI in education. The most serious issue is reliability and accuracy. AI often produces errors or misleading outputs because it cannot reliably distinguish truth from falsehood. In some cases, it fabricates information, known as hallucinations, including false references that appear credible but do not exist. Performance can also decline over time through a process called algorithmic drift. At present, this occurs when accuracy and reliability decrease because the system continually repeats and recycles the same information, reinforcing patterns and errors rather than adapting to new or changing data. Now let's turn to the second serious issue, which is bias and fairness. AI systems are trained on vast datasets that may include stereotypes, cultural biases, or discriminatory patterns, which are often reproduced and even amplified in their outputs. There is a lack of transparency in how these systems generate responses, often described as the black box problem, which limits accountability and a clear insight into decision-making processes. Generally, AI presents information in a confident and authoritative manner, which can encourage users to accept flawed or misleading content without applying sufficient critical evaluation. Now, the third point is academic integrity. By producing work with AI that does not reflect their own understanding, students risk committing plagiarism or academic dishonesty and graduating without genuine expertise or professional competence. In fact, such excessive reliance contradicts university pedagogical principles as it weakens critical thinking, problem-solving, and independent learning skills. Then, of course, there's data privacy and compliance. AI systems often process sensitive personal or research data, raising risks of breaches, surveillance, or misuse, involving third-party vendors, which are external organizations that store, manage, or analyze data on behalf of an institution, introduces additional risks of interception, unauthorized access, or exposure outside the institution's direct control. Many AI systems are trained on copyrighted material without permission, which raises questions about intellectual property, unclear ownership of outputs, and potential legal disputes. Furthermore, accessibility and equality requirements must be addressed to ensure full compliance with General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, and Data Protection Act, DPA, obligations. And finally, there is ethical and social concerns. AI outputs may conflict with institutional values or misalign with ethical standards. In particular, overuse of AI, where automated systems are relied upon more than human judgment, can restrict academic freedom and discourage independent perspectives. This dependence may also reduce creativity and undermine professional expertise by replacing original thought and specialist knowledge with formulaic outputs. So, bearing all of that in mind, educators will need to start to think about designing AI-resilient assessments. AI-resilient assessment design will now need to combine selective invigilation, live components, contextualized and process-based tasks, collaboration, ethical judgment, experiential learning, and guided AIUs to promote integrity, critical thinking, and authentic engagement. Let's look at these in more detail. Number one, invigilated and on-campus components. This will be to incorporate supervised or invigilated elements such as in-person exams, vivas, or practical demonstrations to confirm authorship and understanding. Number two, contextual and localized assessment tasks. Assignments will have to draw on module-specific readings, seminars, or case studies. Also, it may require reference to local data, examples, or institutional context that AI systems are less able to replicate accurately. Number three, interlinked and developmental assessment. Students will be required to create portfolios or linked assessments across a module or program to be assessed on coherence and sustained learning. This could include asking students to provide annotated drafts, research notes, or reflective commentaries that demonstrate process and progression. Number four is higher order thinking and critical engagement. An emphasis on these skills, such as analysis, synthesis, and evaluation in both task design and marking rubrics, will be required, especially to use criteria that rewards original argumentation, integration of theory, and engagement with course materials. Number five, authentic and scenario-based tasks. This will be framing assignments around realistic case studies, simulations, or applied problems that include specific constraints, defined time limits, limited data sets, local examples, or scenario-based conditions. Again, opportunities for personal insight or experience, connected to academic evidence and theoretical frameworks, will be necessary. Number six, incorporation of AI within assessment. This will become more prevalent as AI grows and will require students to critically evaluate AI outputs or AI-produced work. So, this now leads me into how universities are dealing with AI at the moment. One new approach being introduced in assessment and task guides is the use of a coding system that tells students when and how they are permitted to use AI. Some universities are now using a traffic light assessment system like this one on the slide. It highlights a clear policy on academic integrity by defining when AI use is prohibited, red, allowed in an assistive role, amber, or required as part of the assessment, green. It ensures students use AI responsibly, supporting learning without undermining originality, fairness, or academic standards. Interestingly, traditional pen and paper tests are making a comeback and becoming more common as universities respond to AI use. The University of Liverpool emphasizes that assessments must never replace original thought, independent research, and the production of original work, recommending traditional, invigilated, handwritten formats as part of a wider strategy to safeguard authenticity and uphold academic integrity. And Newcastle University recommends using assessment formats that are less vulnerable to AI misuse, such as invigilated, in-person pen and paper exams, to preserve academic integrity in a world where generative AI is widely accessible. This slide shows a range of paper and pen tests with the test type, what it assesses, and how it resists AI. Have a good look at how these tests are assessing understanding and knowledge. Okay, now to the final conclusion. So, to conclude, generative AI is rapidly transforming higher education, offering powerful opportunities to enhance learning, personalize feedback, and improve accessibility. Yet, as we have seen, it also introduces significant risks related to accuracy, ethics, and academic integrity. Universities are therefore rethinking how they design assessments to protect the core values of higher education: genuine understanding, originality, and fairness. As we move forward, the challenge is not to resist AI, but to integrate it responsibly, ensuring that technology supports, rather than replaces, human judgment, creativity, and independent thought. I'll leave you with a final question to reflect on. Is generative AI helping us learn more deeply, or simply making it easier to appear as though we have? Here is the reference list for this lecture. Thank you and good evening.